Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Mike, good to see you.
How are you?
Fine, thanks. And last week you left us with a medieval challenge.
Yes, I said start with the word waterfowl. Change one letter to an L, not the one that was already there, of course, and you can rearrange the result to spell the names. One has four letters, one has five letters, of two parts of a castle. What are they? Well, if you change the F to an L, you can spell wall and tower.
Uh-huh.
All right, Ian, on April 24th, 1953, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill became Sir Winston Churchill when Queen Elizabeth II dubbed him a Knight of the Garter. Churchill also won the Nobel Prize in 1953, and in 1963, John F. Kennedy proclaimed him the first honorary citizen of the U.S. What have you done this week? In honor of Churchill's knightly honor, this week our quiz is about other famous people who were knighted.
Okay.
And for accuracy purposes, when a woman is given the honor, she is called a dame, but there is no real verb for that, so some of these could be women as well.
She was damed.
First up, rising to prominence in 1962 as the host of the satirical news program That Was the Week That Was, journalist Sir David Frost was named an officer of the Order of the British Empire in 1970, 7 years before his famous series of interviews with what politician?
Richard Nixon.
That's correct. They made a very lovely movie about that. And David Frost is the only person to have interviewed all eight prime ministers between 1964 and 2014 and all seven U.S. presidents between 1969 and 2008.
Wow.
Honored in 1999 for services to entertainment, Welsh singer Dame Shirley Bassey has had a distinguished singing career for over 60 years. But she is perhaps best known in the United States for her performances of the theme songs to the James Bond films Diamonds Are Forever, Moonraker, and what 1964 installment about the man with the Midas touch?
Goldfinger.
Yes, and as a bonus fact, the Goldfinger theme, at least Shirley Bassey's version, was her only top 40 Billboard hit in the U.S. Awarded the Booker Prize in 1980 and the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1983, author Sir William Golding was knighted in 1988. Golding is perhaps best known for his first novel, an allegorical tale of a group of British schoolboys who crash on an island and attempt to build a society with, let's just say, not so great results. What is the title of this book?
Lord of the Flies.
It is indeed Lord of the Flies. As a bonus fact, Castle Rock, which is a fictional town in a number of Stephen King stories, takes its name from the mountaintop fort in Lord of the Flies. Knighted in 1998, English professional golfer Sir Nick Faldo has won more major golf championships than any other European player since World War I. He has also played the most matches in what tournament, contested every 2 years between teams from Europe and the United States?
It's a 50-50, and I'm going to say the wrong thing, but I'll say the Ryder Cup.
No, you said the right thing. That is correct. What was your other choice?
The Davis, which is the tennis one.
Davis is tennis, yeah, right.
I couldn't remember which is which.
From 1984 to 1996, Dame Angela Lansbury portrayed mystery novelist and amateur detective Jessica Fletcher on the hit show Murder, She Wrote. On a 1986 crossover episode, she travels to Hawaii and helps exonerate Tom Selleck's private investigator character of murder. What show did Murder, She Wrote crossover with?
Is it Magnum?
Yes, Magnum P.I. officially is correct. You know, we did a whole show about knights and we didn't make a single Monty Python and the Holy Grail reference. That's progress, people. That's progress. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or you can take a knee at WAMC.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this weekly challenge. Mike?
Start with the last names of two women who have been honored with the title of Dame, Andrews and Rigg, as in Julie Andrews and Diana Rigg. Change one letter to an A, not the one that's there, of course, and you can spell a five-letter word that names something both women have received, and a six-letter word that describes one of the women. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other outlets. Mike, I don't think you're eligible, but you're a knight to me. We'll see you at the same time next week.
Neat.